Welcome to the Auto Body Source Podcast, your direct link to products, skills, and training for a rewarding career in automotive collision repair. Most persons would chalk up 2020 as the year we all could have skipped. But in October of that year, during the pandemic lockdown, we connected on Instagram with an Alberta, Canada automotive refinisher named Sheikh Adam Saib, who gained our admiration and friendship for his supportive optimism that shines both inside and outside the paint booth. We reconnected with Sheikh 3 years later. Today's episode is an excerpt of an Auto Body Source live stream hosted on November 10th, 2023.
We had published an article on the chat that we had with Sheikh back in October 2020 and our January 2021 issue of the Auto Body Source. And at that time, I had to share in that article how inspired I was by your personality and just really your approach and perspective in the industry. And I wanted to talk with you a little bit about that. You have been such a big advocate and proponent of encouraging newcomers into the trade. Where does that passion and that motivation come from for you?
Well, to be honest, it's more like you try to give what you've never got. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like I said before, 20, 30 years ago, we never had no such thing as mentors. Basically, you know, you want to join a trade, you get into it, and you learn as you go. Right? But right now, everything is so much easier. You can connect and reach out to anyone and, you know, ask for help. And we are always there to share our experience and knowledge. And I think it's not just me, but everybody here knows how important it is to welcome, support, and encourage the newcomers in the industry. So we do our best and, you know, try to show that we're always there. You can always reach out anytime, you know. Like I said, we never had this before. Now you can connect and reach out to anyone anytime, right? And I believe wisdom and knowledge is given by God, and it's our responsibility to share it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I remember you saying that back when we initially chatted. You've always been that optimistic. I get that impression. You've always been the type of person. I've called you a cheerleader many, many times, and I think it's a fitting. I think it's a fitting name and title. Because that's really what it takes, and it seems like what's kept you going through a lot of ups and downs. I know you had mentioned when we previously chatted that you started your career back on a little tropical island, you know, in East Africa, and you overcame a lot of challenges, but you've persevered, and you seem to have a really good grasp of what it takes to stay motivated.
You have to, right? Because I believe positivity is key in your mindset. And I do have that kind of mindset, I don't stop to nothing. I'm not saying that I can do everything, but at least I'll try. And you have to be positive, whether it's at home, at work, wherever you are, right? You have to spread positivity around you. That is the only way it's going to come back to you. You know, like your positivity at work reflects not only on your job, on what you do, on taking pride in what you do, but also around the people you work with. Like I'm the type of person, if I'm not at work, you'll know I'm not there. Because if I am, I'll be walking around, joking a little bit with everybody, you know, make it nice to work. As I've always wanted to be. And I think I mentioned that in our last interview last time, like, I want to wake up and be excited to go to work. And right now, I am at this point. You know, I'm loving my new job. I don't know if I've mentioned it. We just moved to the city, and I got a new job. It's been amazing. It's been amazing so far. And I know it's going to get even better where I am right now. I do have a picture that I've sent you about the place that I'm working at right now.
Yeah,
beautiful place, beautiful place, beautiful people, great management, and the owner, Mr. Johnny, is such a nice soul, you know, really nice guy. You can approach him anytime, and he's always there to listen and, you know, to do whatever he can to help out, which is great because, like I told you before, it's very important for me when I see a business owner or the management showing that they care, you know.
Yeah, yeah, that makes sense. Did you move locations, or it's there in Alberta? You've been in Alberta, right? It's still there?
Yes, we've been in Alberta for the past 9 years, but we moved from a small town. It was really nice over there too. You know, we've learned a lot where we were, but then we decided to move. And, you know, it just, life happens. And we moved to Edmonton, which is like 5 hours from where I was before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, very nice. Well, I know that one of the things that you love to do is to give back. And you mentioned right before we hopped on today that you had the opportunity to encourage others and help others in terms of getting the supplies they need and through some really generous donors and vendors within the industry. What can you tell us about that?
I happened to come across a young lady who works as an instructor at NATE, which is the University of Trade here in Alberta, right? So she teaches everything related to refinishing and bodywork. So we started talking, and then she told me maybe one of those days you should come down there and have a speech with the newcomers, which I think is a great, great idea. Because I do have a friend who's right now at NATE studying to become a prepper and all that. And I know the struggles that he faced, and I don't think it's right, because he wants to be in the industry. He wants to learn. He wants to spend the rest of his life here. But if he's not getting the right encouragement and support, what happened is they quit before they even started. You know, mm-hmm. What people don't understand is as a newcomer, some people do join the industry, either it's for being a bodyman, a refinisher, or a welder, because they like doing it. But there's also some people who join a trade, and in the back of their mind, they are constantly asking themselves, is this where I belong, or should I try something else? So this is where we step in, you know, and encourage them, hey, you know what? All this is part of the learning process, the ups and downs, the mistakes. You know, you don't just become a technician in a couple of days or so, right? So this is why I say it's very, very, very important to encourage and support the newcomers, especially if they are women.
Yeah. You
know? And
so I'm showing for the any of the those who are watching the stream on Facebook, yes, or YouTube, in this situation, you were able to help her get a shipment of the big kid blocks, a blocking set. How did that
so
come
this
about?
This is Cecile, like I said, who works as an instructor at NATE. And when she mentioned to come and talk to the students, I thought, I always try to take it to a different level. So I thought, you know what, maybe I should reach out to them guys and see if they could hook me up with some goodies for the students, right? So eventually I reached out to Big Kid Blocks, to Kirk and Chris from Luma, from Tim Briggs, Collision Edge, and they all sent me a bunch of stuff so I could hand it to Cecile, and then she could hand it out to the students. So because I'm sure most of them haven't seen those, right? So not only they get to see the new tools that's out there, but they get to use it and see how big of a difference it brings in the industry, right?
That's awesome. Yeah. It's not a surprise that you know, your big heart has benefited others. One thing I remember about you that from when I first met you is that you love masking, probably yes, more than anything else. And
I do.
How did you come to develop a love of that, even though you're an outstanding painter? Where did that start?
Thank you. So this is a HeraFix soft edge tool, which is really, really nice. And before that, I had the one from Collision Edge, which is a great tool too. They all work really great, you know. I love masking more than painting, only because I think when I do a good masking job, that kind of like encourage me to do an even better paint job, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, I take pride. I take really, really pride in time to mask my paint jobs and all that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. That is awesome. Do you feel that there are, in terms of tools, do you feel like there are certain tools that you are your go-tos that make a technician's life easier, or things that you've developed, tools that you kind of developed along the way?
There are quite a few, but I have the Sun Pro Light and the spray guns from Luma, from Chris and Kirk, which I think are great. I just posted a video earlier to show how big of a difference it makes when you have the Sun Pro Light attached to your spray gun. And then you have, like I said, the taping, tape caddy and all from Tim Briggs, Collision Edge. You have the HeraFix tape tool from Iron Star, and even the anti-static gun from Iron Star, which is an amazing tool. Because for us refinishers, the last thing we want to do after painting a job is to go and spend like a couple hours polishing and all that. Whereas this is where the anti-static gun comes in and helps a lot. Last time I did an eggshell finish on a Hyundai, and it was crucial to make sure there's no dirt nibs in it, because you can't polish it. It has to stay flat. And I was so happy I had the Iron Star anti-static gun and helped me out really nice, you know.
Yeah, yeah. That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Well, I've enjoyed catching up with you. I know one of the things that you've always encouraged newcomers to do is to reach out to
anytime
this community on social media.
Yes.
Why do you feel like that's important?
Again, like I said, if we don't do that, they're going to quit before they even start, because I know how it feels. We've been there. Even though we never had any mentors, we had no choice than to keep pushing through. Right. And thank God we made it. Right. But right now, it's crazy. Everything is different. So you have to really support them and explain to them. Like, for example, if you are to ask me about experience, how do you define experience? You might be doing something for 30, 40 years, but never had any issues. You've always been doing it right. You've never acquired any experience. You only acquire experience throughout mistakes, which you make sure you don't repeat, right? So this is where we have to explain to them, like, hey, you're going to make mistakes, and it's all right. Just embrace it. Just make sure you don't repeat it. Keep pushing through. We are there. And I always say to anybody who comes in as a newcomer in the shop, wherever I'm working, I'm always like, you know what? I'm there anytime. I'm there, but at the same time, I'm not. I'm there for you to reach out, even if you have to ask me the same question 10 times in the same day, it's all right. But I'm not there just so you don't feel like I'm breathing down your neck all day long. Right?
Yeah.
So feel free to reach out anytime, you know.
Yeah.
And it's not just me. There's Chris Crow. There's Todd from Island Custom Concept, which is always there for all of us, right?
So. Yeah, yeah. Todd was actually... if he was free today, he was actually going to hop on the stream
man.
With us today. Yeah, he was going to pop in. And, he was going to pop in and surprise you, but his schedule wouldn't let him. But he did say hello. And yeah. There was one last thing I was curious about, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people, at least I hadn't thought of. And when you think collision repair, even if you're a student, you are very, very skilled at heavy equipment painting, and I'll show some of the footage, the video that you showed.
Yeah,
how did you get started in jobs that large?
You know, it's like It's like when you say you don't know how to swim and then somebody just push you in the ocean and say you're going to have to start diving. So this is basically what happened. So I've never done this back home, even though I was a painter certified and all for about, 15 years before I moved here. I've never done no such thing. But then I came here. Like I say, there's no such thing like I'm gonna back down too. I'm gonna at least try it, right? That was terrible. That mulcher was a big, big job. That was a big job. And I was the only painter for both the shops we had in the town I was before.
That's amazing. Yeah. So
and, you know, as you go.
I feel like that's encouraging for any any newcomers who want to branch out, or maybe you get tired of all the buff jobs and cutting and buffing. You can hone your skills on some heavy equipment.
And you know what's very important is no matter how many years you've been doing it, how much experience you have, always keep your feet to the ground. You know, like I would go at work if there's a kid who's on school holidays and just helping out washing vehicles. I always like to approach them and, you know, ask them like, hey, how do you like it here? Do you want to try something else, like being a body man or, you know, a prepper or something? And what's more important is when you talk to them, you got to talk to the kid in his own language. Don't try to pull out the, you know, all certified technician stuff on them and, you know, make them feel comfortable and talk to them, explain to them the great advantages that we have in the industry, right? Because I was talking to the HR at the shop yesterday and I said, you name a painter around the world right now, and I'm pretty sure I can reach out to them. How beautiful is that? How many people on Instagram I've never met, I've never even seen, but we are still so bonded, strongly connected, you know? And we believe that we learn from each other and we grow together.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how long you've been doing it.
That's right, man. Words to live by.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we were able to catch up with you, Sheik. Oh,
thank you. Thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
As always.
It's always a pleasure. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can check out all of Sheik's master refinishing. No,
I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. You know, you learn every day.
You could. Yeah. On Instagram, your handle is Guns and Hoses, all together at and underscores the last character. Yes. Yep. Yes. Guns and Hoses underscore. Sheik, thank you so much, my friend.
You so much, Nolan. Thank you so much for having me today.
Yeah. We will catch up with you again soon.
For sure.
The Auto Body Source podcast is a production of The Auto Body Source, published by International Auto Body Marketing Group. For 3 decades, The Auto Body Source has connected repair solutions to collision shops across North America. In continuous publication since 1992, we differentiate ourselves with a publication that's a direct resource for auto body products and brands to the warehouse, the jobber, and body shop technicians, servicing over 17,000 jobber customers each year in the U.S. and Canada, as well as Bermuda, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Bahamas, and the Caribbean. For more information, visit www.autobodysource.com.